vision, he saw on the top of the temple a beautiful boy whose luster looked like a whole mine of sapphire jewels.
I kaže se dok je izgovarao to pitanje na vrhu hrama, mogao da vidi obasjenog dečaka koji je sjajao poput najlepšeg dragulja.
And this boy seemed to say, "Dojdi, dojdi."
I ovaj dečak je izgledao kao da ga dozire i kaže mu, "Dođi, dođi."
So he became totally overwhelmed with transcendental happiness and ran into the temple.
Onda je bio preplavljen transcendentalnom srećom i potrčao ka hramu.
Now, when we see a form like this, with big eyes, Lord Chaitanya saw, in the form of Lord Jagannath, that same boy who had waved him from the top of the temple, Doiji, Doiji. He saw it the same boy.
I onda kada je ugledao ovaj oblik Jagannatha koji stoji ovde, on je u stvari ugledao u njemu tog istog dečaka kojemu s vrha hrama govorio, Doiji, Doiji.
The guards of Lord Jagannath were afraid that Lord Chaitanya would be so much in ecstasy that he would try to climb the altar and hug Lord Jagannath.
I onda ovi čuvari koji su bili u hramu Jagannatha bili su uplašeni da će Chaitanya Mahaprabhu iz svoje ekstaze potrčati, da će skočiti na oltar i obujmiti gospodina Jagannatha.
So they came with sticks to guard the deities, but Lord Chaitanya fainted.
Onda su potrčali sa štapovima da bi zaštitili Jagannatha, ali u tom trenutku Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izgubio svijest.
Yes.
Pao je nesvijest.
He was not active any longer.
I onda više nije pokazivao spolja nikakvu vrstu aktivnosti.
Now from that time on, the guards of Lord Jagannath were very afraid of the Chaitanya Bhaktas.
I od tog trenutka stražari koji su čuvali Jagannatha od tog trenutka su bili uvek uplašeni od strane sluga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And their fear was increasing to the maximum when they heard that the transcendental Avadhuta Nityananda was at
A njihov strah se zaista je dostigao svoj vrhunac kada su čuli da transcendentalni Nityananda Avadhuta je stigao u grad.
Yes. Lord Nityananda had a very tall body and a very deep voice, and he would always say, "Krishna, Krishna," and then laugh.
I Nityananda Prabhu je bio veoma visok, telesnom građan veoma visok, imao je dubog glas i uvek bi govorio veoma duboko, "Krishna, Krishna," i onda bi se smejao.
And sometimes it happened that he was overwhelmed with so much ecstasy that he started to dance in such a wild fashion that he lost all his transcendental garments.
On bi toliko počeo nekada pleše na jedan potpuno jedan otkačeni način da bi u jednom trenutku izgubio, odnosno pala bi sva odeća koju je imao na sebi.
What would happen if this personality would enter the temple and see the deity? This was the constant fear of the guards.
I to je bio stalni strah kod tih čuvara je bio u njihovom umu. Šta će se desiti ako ova osoba uleti u takvom raspoloženju pred božanstva?
And it happened.
I to se desilo.
Lord Nityananda entered the temple one day.
Jednog dana Lord Nityananda, gospodin Nityananda je ušao u hram.
And when he saw the form of Lord Balaram, tears of ecstasy came out of his eyes.
I kada je on ugledao oblik Balarama, suze ekstaze su pošle iz njegovog lica.
And he was so much over Dobrodošli. He was so much overwhelmed with happiness that he started to run towards the altar.
I bio je toliko preplavljen transcendentalnom srećom da je počeo da trči u pravcu oltara.
At that time he laughed like a little child.
I smejao se poput malog deteta.
And he began actually climbing on top of the altar.
I počeo da se penje po oltaru.
At this time all the guards of the Jagannath Puri temple came in order to capture him.
U tom trenutku svi stražari Jagannath Puri su dotrčali da bi ga uhvatili.
One of these guards was as powerful as 10 elephants.
Jedan od tih stražara je bio toliko snažan da imao snagu 10 slonova.
But Lord Nityananda was brushing them aside almost as if you would brush aside a few hastily flying flies.
Ali on ih je toliko oterao sa strane, prosto ih je zbrisao svojom snagom poput muva koje bi naletele, koje bi doletele.
And then Lord Nityananda came to the beautiful form of Lord Balaram, and he took away the garland from Lord Balaram's neck and put it around himself.
I onda je došao do gospodina Balarama, uzeo venac sveće koji se nalazi na njemu i stavio sebi oko vrata.
And then he danced.
I onda je počeo da pleše.
And said, "Hari Hari Bol."
I počeo da viče Hari Hari Bol.
Chant the holy names.
Pevajte sveta imena.
And then he jumped from the altar.
I onda je skočio sa oltara.
And the guard said, "Oh no, no, offense, offense."
A onda su stražari rekli, "Oh ne, ne, uvreda, uvreda."
Only if he is Lord Balaram, then he will not die.
Samo ako on gospodin Balaram lično neće umreti.
If he is anyone else, he will die because of the offense.
Jer da je bilo ko drugi, umro bi zbog tih uvreda koje napravi.
And Lord Nityananda danced the whole day in Puri and did not die.
Ali gospodin Nityananda je plesao ceo dan u Puriju i nije umro.
Dobrodošli. This was a sign for one and all that indeed he was no one else than Lord Balaram.
I to je bio znak za od sada pa zauvek da on niko drugi nego gospodin Balaram.
Lord Nityananda always does such things.
Gospodin Nityananda je uvek volio da radi takve stvari slične.
He is an avaduta beyond the logic of this world.
On je avaduta izvan logike ovog sveta.
Now we will hear another nice bhajan.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Today I want to give a lecture which is a little similar to the one which I gave. And so Bodhicha is a follow-up program.
Danas želim da dam lekciju, sličnu lekciju koju sam već dao na follow-up programu u Subotici.
Yes. Actually, according to Shastra, there is not one Krishna, but there are two Krishnas.
U skladu sa šastrama ne postoji jedan Krišna, postoje dvojica Krišna.
Dvojica, now you think, what is this, I thought we are monotheists.
Onda pomislite, dvojica Krišna, pa zar nismo mi monoteisti?
No, there are two Krišna.
Ne, postoje dvojica Krišna, dva Krišna.
One is Krišna, and the other is Krišna.
Jedan je Krišna i drugi je Krišna.
There is Krišna, the transcendental osoba. And there is Krishna in the form of his name.
S jedne strane, to je jedan Krishna, Krishna transcendentalna osoba, a druga je njegovo sveto ime.
Now, when you become transcendentally realized, you will find out that these two Krishna are really one Krishna.
I kada postanete transcendentalno samospoznati, shvatite da ta dvojica Krishna su zapravo jedan.
But at the beginning of a spiritual life, we differentiate between Krishna and his holy name.
Ali na početku duhovnog života mi pravimo tu razliku između Krišne kao osobe i njegovog imena.
There is a story about how Hanuman had to learn that the holy name is identical with the Lord.
Želim da vam ispričam jednu priču u vezi sa tim kako je Hanuman shvatio da se ime gospodina ne razlikuje od njega samog.
It is said that there was once a man who was so busy that he had no time for spiritual life.
I opisuje se jedna situacija da je postao jedan čovjek koji je bio toliko zauzet da nikada nije imao vremena za duhovni život.
So Narada Muni, came to him and he said, my dear person, Don't you have any time for the practice of spiritual life?
Onda je Narada Muni došao do te osobe i rekao, zar ti nemaš ni malo vremena da ponekad praktikuješ duhovni život?
And he said, yes, I have time, on the WC.
Kaže, da, ja imam vremena jedino kad idem u WC.
This is very bad.
Sve vama loše.
Who would do sadhan on the WC?
Ko će praktikovati sadhanu u WC?
So Narada Muni said, I will not give him the name of Krishna to chant, but I will give him the name of Rama.
I onda je Narada Muni pomislio, neću mu reći da peva ime Krishna, ali neka peva ime Rama.
So this man, whenever he was in a private meeting, he chanted Rama, 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 Rama.
I onda ovaj naš čovjek kad je bio tom, na tom privatnom sastanku, on bi uvijek ovaj pevao Rama, Rama, Rama.
Now whenever you chant Rama, the dearest devotee of Lord Rama, Hanuman, will come.
I kad god neko peva ime Rame, njegov najomiljeniji bhakta, a to je Hanuman, se pojavlja.
And then he saw that the man was, you know, in that situation, chanting the Rama, he became so furious that he began to kick him violently.
I onda kada je Hanuman vidio na kako, u kakvoj situaciji, na kakvom mestu ova osoba mantra ime Rame, on je toliko postao razgnevljen da je jednostavno došao i šutnuo ga.
But it seemed that the man was protected. Hanuman, whose kick could send Ravana flying to another planetary system, could not even move the man.
Ali na neki način vidio da je taj čovjek zaštićen, taj Hanuman koji je mogao da, da svojom snagom šutne Ravanu na drugi planetarni sistem, ovaj čovjek se nije čak ni malo pomakao.
This was too much for Hanuman to understand, and he decided, I will go to Ayodhya and I will ask Lord Rama about this man.
I ovo je bilo zaista previše. Hanuman nije tu ništa razumeo o čemu se radi. Rekao sam, odlučio da odu u Ayodhya da pita lično Rama Chandra o čemu se ovde radi vezi ovog čovjeka.
But when he arrived in Ayodhya, the guards told him, Lord Rama did not feel well this day and could not receive any visitors.
Ali onda kada je došao do Ayodhya, do palate Rama, rekli su, Rama Chandra se ne osjeća dobro i on ne može da primi nikoga, ni jednog posetioca.
Hanuman decided, I must see Lord Rama, and he went over the balconies.
I onda je Hanuman pomislio, ali ja moram da vidim gospodina Ramu, i onda se uspentrao preko balkona.
And then he came into the sleeping room of Lord Rama, it was still dark.
Kada je došao u sobu za odmaranje od gospodina Ramachandra, još uvijek je vlada je bila u mrak.
Tam. And he heard the Lord groaning, oh, malo teško.
Je čuo kako Rama na neki način jadikuje, uzdiše, kaže, oh, malo je teško.
So, then he asked, Lord Rama, what is the matter with you?
I onda je Hanuman pitao, o gospodine Rama, šta se dešava sa tobom?
Rama said, why do you ask me? You were the ones who has brought me into this painful situation.
I onda je rekao, zašto me to pitaš kad si me ti doveo u ovu bolnu situaciju?
You have kicked me.
Ti si me šutnuo.
What?
Šta?
I have kicked you. I would never even dream of doing any harm to you, my lord.
Ja da sam te šutnuo, gospodine, pa ja ne čak ni u snu ne mogu da zamislim da nanesem ti bilo kakvu povredu, moj gospodine.
Then Lord Rama said, listen.
Ali onda je gospodin Rama rekao, slušaj.
By now you should know that my holy name and myself, we are not different.
Od sada pa zauvek trebaš da zapamtiš da moje sveto ime se ne razlikuje od mene samog.
And when this man was chanting the name of Rama on the WC-a and you kicked him, you kicked me.
I kad je taj čovjek tamo u WC-u izgovarao ime Rama i kad si ga ti šutnuo, zapravo si šutnuo mene.
By now you should know.
I od sada to trebaš da znaš.
So, my dear devotees of the Belgrade Yatra, do you know?
Dragi moji bhakte Beogradske Yatre, da li vi to znate?
That there is only one Krishna.
Da postoji samo jedan Krishna.
Who appears in two forms which are identical.
Koji se pojavlja u dva oblika koja su potpuno identična.
Krishna and his name.
Krishna i njegovo ime.
There is a verse in the scripture which goes Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigrahai Nityam Utkto Puno Shodha Binadvang Nama Namino. It says that the name of Krishna is like a transcendental touchstone.
I kaže se u ovom stihu da je transcendentalno ime Krišne kao kamen mudrac.
Whoever comes in to contact with the name is transformed.
I svako ko dođe u dodir sa tim imenom biva transformisan.
It is full of life.
To ime je puno života.
And it is the reservoir of all transcendental taste.
I rezervoar je svih transcendentalnih ukusa.
It never becomes materially covered.
Nikada ne može biti materijalno prekriveno.
And it is eternally pure.
I večno je čisto.
This is so because the name and the named is not different.
Zašto je to tako? Zato što ime i one koji posjeduje to ime se ne razlikuju.
Actually, our, the more we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can relish that the name and the named are not different.
I što više mantramo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, možemo da okusimo to da se ime i one koji posjeduje to ime ne razlikuju.
But we must go in the school of transcendental knowledge. We must learn how to chant properly.
Ali mi moramo da pohađamo tu školu transcendentalnog znanja da bi znali kako pravilno da mantramo.
When you have a material sound and you repeat this for a long time, the result is negative.
Jer kada vi, na primjer, imate taj materijalni zvuk i ponavljate ga iznova i iznova, rezultat je negativan.
Yes, anything, any material sound or material thing, if you take it for long time, the result is always negative.
Jer šta god da uzmete materijalni zvuk ili materijalne stvari, i nakon izvesnog vremena uvek je rezultat negativan.
For instance, let us say if you eat some material thing, the more you eat, the more you come into danger of overeating and causing a problem to your system.
Jer kao na primjer kad uzmete nešto da jedete što volite, što više jedete, dolazite u takav problem da možete da se prenajedete i da na taj način povredite svoj ceo sistem.
Let us say pizza. If you eat 10 pizzas and then you eat the 12th pizza, you come into some problematic area of health.
Jer kao, na primjer, kad bi jeli pizzu i polili 10 komada, ali već oko 12 komada bi došli u mogućnost da to bude opasno za vaše zdravlje.
But the more you have association with a transcendental thing, the more blissful you get.
Ali što ste više družite s transcendentalnim stvarima, sve više dobijete transcendentalnog blaženstva.
Oh, if I say a material sound like pizza, 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 pizza for a long time, I might have to be put into the crazy asylum.
Jer kao kad bih ja uzeo neku materijalnu reč kao što je pizza i iznova iznova je ponavljao, došao bi situaciju da me stave u neku bolnicu mentalno.
Yes, but the more you say the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's name, the more you get elevated in transcendental happiness.
Ali što više izgovaramo transcendentalno Krišnino ime, sve se više uzdižemo u toj duhovnoj sreći.
Srila Prabhupada would chant from the beginning of his mission to the end the Hare Krishna mantra.
Srila Prabhupada od početka do kraja svoje misije uvijek pevao Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
When he came to America, he would just have a little drum and chant the mantra and sit on the park. It was a Tompkinson Square park. And when people told him, oh, it's not allowed to sit on the lawn, he would sit down on the asphalt, continue chanting there.
I Šila Prabhupada kada je došao na početku u Ameriku, onda je imao jedan mali buben, seo bi u Tompkinson Square tamo u parku i počeo da peva i onda bi došli i rekli, znate, ali nije dozvoljeno da se sedi na travnjaku, onda bi se on pomerio i seo bi na asfalt.
And also at the end, when he was in his last days in Vrindavan, he would surround himself with his loving devotees who would chant from morning till evening the Hare Krishna mantra.
I posljednje dane koje je provodio u Vrindavanu bio okružen sa svojim voljenim baktama koji bi od jutra do uveče pevali Hare Krishna mantra.
Once in San Francisco a man came who was very troubled. He had some disturbance in the mind and he said, please help me.
Jednom prilikom u San Francisco je došla jedna osoba koja je imala puno uznemireni um i zamolila za pomoć.
Prabhupada said, please, yes, please chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Srila Prabhupada rekao, da, pomoći ćete, molim te, pevi Hare Krishna mantra.
The man said, this is all what you say it to everyone.
Zar je to sve što mi kažeš, pa to i svakom drugom kažeš?
Prabhupada, in a very helpless and shy way, looked at him and said, yes, this is all what I have.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada u jednom pomalo na stidljiv način i u jednom bespomoćnom stanju raširio ruke i rekao, da, to je sve što ja imam.
Another very interesting thing is that Prabhupada's biggest temple project in the city, in Bombay, he called it the Hare Krishna land.
I najveći projekat Srila Prabhupada koji ima u jednom od gradova koji u Bombaju zvali Hare Krishna zemlja.
Once when he was returning from a morning walk in the Juhu beach, there were a few children around him who chanted mockingly Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, like this.
Jednom prilikom da se vraćao sa jutarnje šetnje po Juhu plaži, i onda su im prišli neka deca koja su onako u šaljivom raspoloženje pevali Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna i tako da odbacivali.
Yeah. Prabhupada took it as very significant.
I to je Srila Prabhupada primio veoma sa značenjem to.
He stopped his walk.
Zaustavio svoj šetnje.
He looked around to his GBC men and sannyasis.
Pogledao svoje GBC ljude i sannyasije.
And he said, our mission is a success.
I rekao, naša misija je uspešna.
They are chanting Hare Krishna.
Oni pevaju Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada wanted us to chant and he wanted us to induce other people to chant.
Prabhupada je želeo da mi pevamo i da druge navedemo da peve.
I remember also in Bombay there was one very sympathetic man, Mr. Sethi, who had 50 families around him and they would come each Sunday together and from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening they would chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a bhajan.
I sećam se, postao jedan gospodin koji se zvao gospodin Sethi, koji imao 50 članova svoje porodice koji bi nedeljom dolazio u hram i onda bi od 6 ujutru do 6 uveče zajedno pevali Hare Krishna mantra.
And from 6 o'clock to in the evening to 8 o'clock they would chant different bhajans glorifying Radha and Krishna, like Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan.
Od 6 do 8 uveče onda bi pevali bhajane koji bi slavili Radu i Krishnu, kao što na primjer Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan.
So when it was in the last days of Srila Prabhupada's stay in this world and this family was invited, these 50 families were invited and they were chanting Hare Krishna in the temple and they very much, they always looked towards Prabhupada's quarters, hoping that Srila Prabhupada would show himself and they would see him.
I to je bilo u periodu kad je poslednjim danima kad je Srila Prabhupada boravio u Bombaju i onda su došli tih 50 članova te porodice i tako su entuzijastično pevali Hare Krishna i gledali bi stalno u pravcu mesta od prozora gde je Srila Prabhupada boravio očekujući da će se možda Srila Prabhupada pojaviti.
But at that time Prabhupada couldn't move any longer out of his own strength.
Ali Srila Prabhupada u to vreme više nije mogao da se pokrene svojom sopstvenom snagom.
He was just about leaving this world.
On je upravo bio u tim trenucima kad samo što nije napustio svet.
Then it happened that this lady was around 6 o'clock saying Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. And at that moment Prabhupada began to cry in tears of ecstasy.
Jednom trenutku oko 6 sati uveče ta jedna Mataji je počela peva Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan i onda u tom trenutku usled ekstaze Srila Prabhupada su počela da teku suze.
And then after 8 o'clock he called all these 50 people in his room.
I onda nakon, kad je došlo 8 sati, posle 8 je pozvao svih ti 50 članova u svoju sobu.
And he said, you should stay Hare Krishna land.
I onda im je rekao, vi treba da ostanete na ovom Hare Krishna posedu.
And each morning till evening you should just chant Hare Krishna, like that.
I od ujutru do uveče svaki dan treba da tako pevate Hare Krishna.
And we will take care of all your needs. We will feed you.
I mi ćemo se pobrinuti za sve vaše potrebe, mi ćemo vas hraniti.
You know, these people, they were businessmen and family men, but Prabhupada said, no, you just stay here. We will take care.
Iako su ti ljudi bili biznismeni i bili su porodični ljudi, Šrila Prabhupada ipak rekao, ne, samo vi dođite, mi ćemo da se pobrinemo o vama.
Our movement is meant for this, to chant Hare Krishna.
Jer kazao je, naš pokret je namenjen za to da se peva Hare Krishna.
Because, see, the easiest way to come in contact with Krishna is with his name.
Jer najjednostavniji način da dođemo u dodir sa Krishnom je njegovo ime.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains to us that the holy name of the Lord is a little bit like a lotus flower.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur nam objašnjava da je sveto ime gospodina poput lotosovog cveta.
In the beginning it is closed when a person chants it who is not free from aparatas.
Na početku je taj lotos zatvoren zato što osoba na početku mantri možda zbog uvreda ne može da se otvori.
But if the devotee chants more and more, the holy name opens and shows the transcendental form of Krishna.
Ali ako osoba bhakta nastavi da mantra, onda malo po malo se taj lotos otvara i razotkriće transcendentalni oblik
Krishna. And then just like a lotus who blossoms further and has a beautiful smell, from Krishna's name you will smell the qualities of Krishna.
I kao što se lotos od cveta rascvetava, ima predivan miris, tako ćete vi u jednom trenutku osjetiti miris Krishninih odlika.
And finally the name will take you to Goloka Vrindavan, where you will be engaged in the, where you will see the pastimes and participate in the pastimes of Krishna.
I na kraju će vas sveto ime odvesti u Goloka Vrindavan i tamo ćete vidjeti Krishnu i bit ćete uključeni u službu.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada would often tell us the story of Ajamil, a very sinful person who chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and who saw that his whole life would change from chanting.
I Srila Prabhupada nam često govori o životu Ajamila koji je pevao sveto ime i zbog čega će se zbog čega je njegov ceo život se promenio.
Ajamil is a very interesting person and to study his life is extremely valuable for us.
Ajamil je veoma interesantna osoba i od velike je značaja analizirati njegov život za nas.
He was a good spiritualist, a brahmana, but once when he saw two persons having sex in the forest, he became attracted also to this type of sensual life.
I Ajamila je bio dobar spiritualista brahmana, ali jednom prilikom kada je video dve osobe u šumi da su uključene u polni odnos, onda je i on postao privučen takvim čulim osjećajima.
So he married this prostitute which he had seen which he had seen naked in the forest.
I on je kasnije oženio tu prostitutku koju je video razgoličenu u toj šumi.
Now because he was a brahmana, no one would go for him to learn something of the scriptures any longer because he was living in such a degraded circumstance.
Ali pošto je on bio brahmana, više niko nije imao inspiraciju da dođe od njega da uči nešto zato što je on živio na u takvom degradirajućim okolnostima.
Yes, so he did not know how he would earn his money any longer.
I onda on nije ni znao kako više da zarađuje novac.
For food and so on.
Za hranu i za sve ostalo.
So the only thing which was left in his mind to do was to become a terrible murderer who would jump from the from behind the bushes and take the money from the pilgrims.
Jedino što je njemu ostalo kao mogućnost to je da postane užasni ubica, da iz žbunova napada hodočasnike i da im otima novac.
Yes. He actually became a gangster.
On je zapravo postao gangster.
Hercules. Yes. So I don't know how he called himself. He was really a terrible person.
Ne znam kako je on sebe zvao, zaista je postao užasna osoba.
So then after some time when he was 88 years old, his sexual desires were still not quenched and he had a child with 88 years.
I kad je već postao toliko star, bez obzira što ima 88 godina, njegove seksualne želje još uvijek nisu bile u potpunosti zadovoljene i onda je začeo sina čak u to vrijeme.
This is the problem of living a life with full with material desires.
I to je problem koji nastaje u životu koji se je ispunjen materijalnim željama.
You cannot satisfy material desires. They become bigger and bigger the more you try to satisfy them.
Ne možete zadovoljiti materijalne želje jer što ih više zadovoljavate, one postaju sve veće i veće.
You never can get peace in your mind by agitating or by trying to satisfy material desires. It's an illusion. It doesn't work. It never worked.
Nikada nije moguće zadobiti mir uma ukoliko pokušavamo da zadovoljimo svoje materijalne želje. To nikad neće funkcionisati, niti je funkcionisalo.
So at the time of his death, a terrible thing started to come.
I u trenutku njegove smrti užasna stvar je počela da se dešava.
The Yamadutas came.
Yamadute su došle.
These are the messengers of death.
To su glasnici smrti.
And they came and they put a rope around his soul and began to yank soul out of the body.
I onda su oni došli i stavili taj sukteni konopac oko duše i počeli da izvlače dušu iz tela.
This is terrible.
To je užasno.
Imagine you see these people with distorted faces. And coming at the time of your death and pulling you out of your body.
Zamislite te užasne osobe sa deformisanim izrazima lica koje uz taj užasan zvuk dolaze kod vas i počinju da izvlače vašu dušu iz tela.
Ademir was already at the point where his sight was slowly becoming dim and he couldn't see any longer very clear, but he saw this subtle persons coming to take him away.
Iako je njegov vid već toliko oslabio da nije mogao skoro ni da vidi, u tom trenutku kad je video te suptilne osobe kako mu prilaze, on se potpunosti šokirao.
The only other person in the room was a small little boy, Narayan, his youngest, who was playing like little boys do.
Jedina osoba koja je bila tu u prostoriji bio njegov najmlađi sin Narayan koji se tako bezazleno kao i sva deca igrao tamo.
In great pain, Ajamil began to scream, Narayan! Narayan! Help!
I onda u tom velikom bolu Ajamil je počeo da doziva, Narayan, Narayan, pomozi mi.
Yeah, pomozi mi. And at this moment he saw the whole scene was changing.
I u tom trenutku vidio da se cela scena promenila.
Four beautiful persons with raised swords and golden clubs appeared on the scene.
Četiri predivne osobe sa uzdignutim mačevima i topuzima su se pojavile.
They had golden helmets.
Oni su imali zlatne oklope.
Lotus eyes which seemed to extend to the ears.
Lotosove oči koje su se prostire do samih ušiju.
They were smiling happily.
I oni su se sretno smešile.
And they had a light was coming from their body which seemed to dispel the whole darkness.
I telo svetlost je emanirala iz njihovog tela tako da su raspršivali celu tamu.
And they said, stop to the Yamadutas. You cannot take this person because he has chanted.
I onda su rekli, zaustavili su Yamadute i rekli su, ne možete uzeti ovu osobu, ona je mantrala sve to ime.
Although Ajamil is so sinful that he deserves to die and be punished in hell.
Iako je Ajamila bio toliko grešan da je zaslužio da umre i da pati u paklu.
Since he chanted the holy names of Narayan at the last moment, he is freed from all sinful reactions.
Pošto je u poslednjem trenutku izgovorio transcendentalno ime Narayana, on je bio oslobođen svih grešnih posledica.
He will get a second chance.
On će dobiti još jednu priliku.
And they sent the Yamadutas away.
I onda su poslali Yamadute nazad.
Back to hell.
Nazad u pakao.
So Ajamil rose up from the death bed.
I onda Ajamil ustao iz samrtne postelje.
He was very moved by what he had seen.
I bio je jako dirnut sa onim što je video.
He was he thought in his mind about what he had heard And then he decided.
On je razmišljao u svom umu o onome što je čuo i onda je odlučio.
I must leave from here.
Ja moram napustiti ovo mjesto.
I must leave my home, my wife and even my little son.
Moram napustiti svoj dom, svoju ženu, čak i mog malog sina.
I'm too entangled here.
Ja sam ovdje previše zapletan.
I must go to the holy place called Haridwar.
Moram otići na sveto mjesto koje se zove Haridwar.
And there I must worship Lord Vishnu for the remaining days of my second chance.
I onda tamo trebam obožavati gospodina Višnu u preostalim danima moje druge prilike.
Prabhupada often has said that when you don't see any or let me say it is an open secret that to go to a holy place is very good to you for your spiritual life.
To je što Prabhupada bi često govorio, to je jedna, da kažemo, javna tajna, da je jako dobro odlaziti na sveta mesta kad je u pitanju naš duhovni život.
You will be surprised when you go to Vrindavan, it will give you the impetus, the pushing, so to say, to go back home, back to Godhead, even if you are a very external devotee.
Dok boravite u Vrindavanu, možete osjetiti da će se u vama razviti taj impetus, taj iznutra nagon da se vratite nazad kući Bogu, čak i ako ste veoma bahat, koji je orijentisan ka spoljnim stvarima.
Yeah. Even a materialist who goes to Vrindavan or Mayapur will get this feeling, I must go back to Krishna.
Čak i materialistička osoba koja ode u Vrindavan ili Mayapur dobije taj osjećaj u sebi, ja moram da se vratim Krishna.
So let us summarize a little.
Da malo sada sumiramo na kraju.
Ajamir chanted one time properly.
Ajamir je mantrao jedan put pravilno.
He really put his everything into this chanting.
On je zaista dao sve u tom pevanju.
It was not a careless chanting, by no means.
To nije bilo slučajno nepažljivo mantranje u svakom slučaju.
Although he didn't mean God when he chanted Narayan, he really chanted with everything he had.
Iako nije u tom trenutku mislio na Boga dok je mantrao, ali zaista je mantrao sa svim što je imao u sebi.
And Krishna heard him.
I Krishna ga je čuo.
He sent his devotees.
I onda je poslao svoje bhakte.
This will also happen when you chant properly.
To će se desiti i vama ukoliko vi pravilno mantrate.
Krishna will send his devotees who will help you.
Krishna će vam poslati bhakte koji će vam pomoći.
Mystically, from somewhere they will come.
Mistično, od nekde će se oni pojaviti.
Then you will get the proper instructions in your spiritual life, how to progress.
Onda ćete dobiti odgovarajuće uputstvo kako da napredujete dalje u svom životu.
And the holy name will also give you a chance to engage in devotional service.
I onda će vam sveto ime dati priliku da se zaokupite predanim služenjem.
Like Ajamil, he got this chance to go to this holy place Haridwar and there he engaged in deity worship.
Kao što je Ajamila dobio tu priliku da ode na sveto mjesto Haridwar i da se zaokupi obožavanjem božanstva.
And in the end the holy name will give you pure love of Krishna.
I na kraju sveto ime će vam dati čistu ljubav prema Krishni.
The holy name is so rich.
Jer sveto ime je tako bogato.
It is so full.
Toliko ispunjeno.
It is so limitless.
Toliko je neograničeno.
Because the holy name and Krishna are not different.
Zato što sveto ime i Krishna se ne razlikuju.
There is only one difference and this difference is very important for us.
Postoji samo jedna razlika i ona je veoma važna za nas.
And the holy name is more merciful than Krishna.
Sveto ime je milostivije od samog Krishna.
Krishna will not appear so easily.
Jer Krishna se neće tako lako pojaviti.
But the holy name will appear as soon as one decides to chant.
Ali sveto ime će se pojaviti istog trenutka kada osoba odluči da mantra.
However, the chanting, when you chant the holy name,
kad vi pevate i mantrate sveto ime,
you must know the difference between an alphabet, the alphabet chanting and the true chanting.
trebate znati razliku u tome šta znači alfabetsko mantranje i pravo mantranje.
When you just imitate, in other words, the sound vibration, the Krishna will not appear.
Kada vi samo podražavate, imitirate tu zvučnu vibraciju, Krishna se neće pojaviti.
Once there was, I want to tell you a humorous story which tells you how imitation is not enough.
Daću vam jednu sad humorističku, prispričat ću vam jednu humorističku priču koja pokazuje tome da imitacija nije dovoljna.
There was once a doctor who had a monkey who would imitate everything he did.
Jedan doktor imao je takvog majmuna koji je imitirao sve što bi on radio.
And this doctor, how was it? Yes, this doctor performed several operations. Amongst them was the appendix operation.
I taj doktor je vršio par operacija i jedna od operacija je bila operacija appendix.
He became an expert in this.
I on je postao ekspert u tome.
And his maimon was also imitating this.
I onda njegov maimon imitirao to što on radi.
He went to the, you know, sandbox, he made a human body and he took a knife and he made some piece of some clothing. Clothes and then very screamy. He said
I onda šta bi radio taj majmun, on bi otišao i u pesku napravio oblik čovjeka, uzeo bi nož, stavio bi onu hirušku masku na lice, veoma ozbiljno i iskreno digao ruku i počeo da operiše.
It's very, very serious.
Veoma ozbiljno.
So it so happened that that there was an appendix problem.
Ali he had.
No,
got.
No, not the monkey. No. Some person. Uh-huh. Yes.
Onda se jednom desila se situacija da jedna osoba imala problema sa appendix.
And they brand.
Slepim crevom, da, yeah. To je stručni izraz.
Yes.
Lepo crevom, da.
And they brought this person to the doctor, but the doctor had just died.
I onda ta osoba je došla do doktora, ali upravo u tom trenutku je umrla.
So a friend of the doctor said, no problem, the monkey can also do this operation.
Ali
he's a perfect imitator.
Ali onda je prijatelj od tog doktora rekao, pa nema problema, može, tu je onaj majmun, on je savršeno imitaciji, možda on može da napravi operaciju.
Would you be happy when you come to a doctor and there's a monkey? And you would give a here, please.
Da li bi vi bili sretni kad bi došli u takvu situaciju da dođete u bolnicu i onda majmun dotrči i kaže ok, u redu, spreman sjedi da napravimo operaciju?
Of course not.
Svakako ne.
Because you know imitation is never the real thing.
Jer imitacija nikada nije kao i prava stvar.
So when you only move your lips in imitation of the great devotees, Krishna might not come.
Ako mi pokrećemo samo usne imitirajući velikog bhakta, onda se Krishna možda neće se pojaviti.
You have to actually meditate about Krishna.
Mi trebamo da meditiramo na Krishna.
You have to call him in your mind.
Treba da ga dozivamo u svome imenu.
Like Prabhupada said, please, my dear Lord, engage me in your service.
Kao što je Srila Prabhupada govorio, molim te gospodine, zaokupi me, uključi me u tvoju službu.
Then if you have this sincere attitude, the Lord will appear.
I ako imamo taj iskreni stav, onda će se Krishna pojaviti.
Yes. It is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas, when you chant, you should explain the meaning of the mantra to your foolish mind.
U Hari Bhakti Vilasi se kaže da svom budalastom umu dok mantramo treba da objašnjavamo značenje mantra.
Please consider this the name and the person of the mantra, that they are identical.
Molim vas, razmotrite to da ime i osoba nisu različite.
Do you remember the story of Gop Kumar who went back home, back to Godhead?
Da li se sećate priče o Gop Kumaru koji se vratio nazad kući Bogu?
The whole story is about a person who is chanting a mantra, and at the end of the mantra he wishes to realize the personality of the mantra.
Jer cela priča je zasnovana na tome da osoba stalno izgovara tu određenu mantru i na kraju želi da realizuje osobu koja predstavlja to mantra.
This is the whole point of chanting a mantra. You want to realize the transcendental reality of the mantra.
To je poenta u mantri, da mi želimo da spoznamo transcendentalnu stvarnost same mantre.
Yes, there is this beautiful revelation of how Madan Gopal, the Lord of the Gopal Mantra, had finally revealed himself to Gop Kumar.
I zaista postoji celo to otkrovenje kako se Madan Gopal, koji je gospodar mantre Gopala, razotkrio na kraju.
So as a Hare Krishna devotee, you have no other purpose.
Kao Hare Krishna bhakti vi nemate nikakvu drugu ulogu.
To finally realize that the name and the named are non-different.
Da konačno spoznate da ime i one koji posjeduje to ime se ne razlikuju.
This is really your transcendental task ahead of you. It's a challenge also.
To je transcendentalni zadatak, a ujedno izazov za sve vas, za nas.
I remember in Zen Buddhism, they have the goal of practice is to realize to give up your false ego. That's the whole goal.
Zen nije prava stvar.
The purpose is to understand that you are not taking the bow and you are not pulling it. It is being moved. You have to give up the notion that you are the doer.
A drugim rečima, ono što je svrha da osoba shvati da ona nije ta koja uzima luk i nateže tu strunu, već da ona zapravo nije vršila cele te radnje.
Finally, when you move it so perfectly, perfectly means without the understanding that you are the mover, and you shoot, it very often the arrow just goes tuk in the center.
I kada u tom trenutku vi napregnete taj luk i odapnete taj luk sa idejom da vi niste taj koji to radi, onda u tom slučaju zaista strela i ode direktno meni.
Because this is a little difficult for you to for us to understand, but in the 13th chapter it is explained, you are one with the field of action.
To nije tako lako shvatiti, jer u 13. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita se objašnjava da smo mi jedno sa poljem delatnosti.
And at that moment when there is perfect harmony, that the sound of the bow will have a certain ding, a certain sound, which is the sound of the enlightened soul.
I kada dođe do te savršene harmonije, kada struna na luku proizvede taj jedan veoma specifičan zvuk, to je zvuk prosvetljene osobe.
And the Roshi or Zen master can, by hearing the sound, understand if you have shoot with ego or without ego.
I onda po tom zvuku Riši Zen majstor može shvatiti da li ste vi odapeli strelu sa lažnim ja ili bez.
Yes, yes. Salashin, ego, bits, whatever. Yes, that he can hear this.
On to može da čuje, da li smo mi odapeli strelu sa lažnim ja ili bez nje.
So this example is given also for chanting.
I ovaj primjer se daje u okviru mantranja.
It said that the mantra is the bow.
Mantra je luk.
The living entity is the arrow.
A živo biće je strela.
And the proper sadhana of chanting is the shooting.
I pravilna sadhana mantranja je samo ispaljivanje strela.
And where does the arrow go?
I gde onda ta strela odlazi?
To the lotus stopala of Radha and Krishna.
Koja lotusovim stopalima Radha i Krishna.
Yes, yes. This is how it is explained.
Tako se to objašnja.
Yeah. So I really want to encourage all of you.
Zaista želim sve da vas ohrabrim.
To become members of the Hare Krishna movement.
Da postanete konačno članovi Hare Krishna pokreta.
That is the movement of chanting the holy name of Krishna.
Jer to je pokret mantranja svetog imena Krishna.
It's a worldwide movement, very attractive.
To je svetski pokret i veoma je privlačen.
Up till now it has very few members.
Do sada ima samo nekoliko članova.
But it hopes to become bigger.
Ali nadamo se da će postati veći.
And at that time you will be very happy.
I u tom trenutku ćete postati sretni.
Don't think it's a different movement from the ISKCON movement, although it appears so.
Nemojte misliti da je to pokret koji se razlikuje od ISKCON-a, iako tako izgleda.
Yes. It is same movement, because ISKCON is an institution which is meant to facilitate the Hare Krishna movement.
Jer ISKCON je zapravo institucija koja pruža mogućnost da se utemeni Hare Krishna pokret.
Yes, yes. It is a wonderful movement.
To je predivan pokret.
There are many great souls in this movement who are even Shukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj.
To je predivan pokret, tako divne velike osobe su u njemu, kao što je Shukadev Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit.
Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami.
Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Best company.
Najbolje društvo.
But it's very, very special.
To je veoma, veoma posebno.
You have to give a little price to enter this movement.
Treba da platite određenu cenu da bi ušli u taj pokret.
The intense desire to become a devotee of Krishna.
A to je intenzivna želja da postanemo bhakta gospodina Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I think by studying this a little bit, how the name is not different from Krishna, it is a great secret.
Proučavajući to da se sveto ime ne razlikuje od samo Krishna, to je velika tajna.
Yeah, velika tajna, velika tajna. Prabhupada described this as a open secret.
Što Prabhupada objašnjava tu veliku tajnu kao javnu tajnu.
Open means everyone, anyone and everyone can understand it, but still it remains a secret for most.
Šta to znači javna, ali skrivena tajna? Da je svakodnevno dostupna, ali da retko ko može da uđe u njenu tajnovitost.
I have even heard that when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, that Krishna will at one stage reveal to you your own spiritual identity.
I u jednom trenutku kada budete mantrali Hare Krishna mahamantru, Krishna će vam razotkriti vaš pravi duhovni identitet.
And when you know who you are, then your life is perfect.
I kada znate ko ste, onda je vaš život savršen.
Then you are awakening from the dream of material life.
Onda ste se probudili iz sna materijalnog života.
There are no problems any longer on that level.
I više nema nikakvih problema kada dostigne osoba taj nivo.
All right, I want to end here. Just a class.
Ovdje da završim svoje predavanje.
Do you have any questions regarding
this? Da li imate neko pitanje u vezi sa ovim?
Yes, Nakshati Prabhu. Please speak loud, glass.
Glasno. Slabo te čujem. Zin. Malo glasno. I can see that we several times get that second chance. He reacted immediately when he got that second chance, but we sometimes even don't react when we get so many different second chance. So, aj samo, da li može Maharaj da posavetuje? Naviđemo, samo na jednu nekuću, da naviđemo zaboru pomoću pevanja Hare Krishna mahamantra, je se to rekao? Ne mogu da čujemo to. Aha, so he is asking your advice how we can overcome that forgetfulness according to the chant of the Holy Name.
Thank you very much. First of all, I do not think that there is one general answer for this, because spiritual life is in one way a very individual path.
Ono što mogu reći da ne postoji jedan uopšteni odgovor na ovo, pošto je duhovni život veoma individualna stvar.
But there are some general guidelines.
Ali postoje neke uopštene vodilje u tom.
Nakshati has asked how to utilize really when we get a second chance.
Nakshatri Prabhu je pitao kako da zaista na pravi način iskoristimo tu drugu priliku kad je već dobijemo.
I personally believe every new day is a new chance.
Ja lično verujem da je svaki dan jedna nova šansa.
But it is a fact that most of us, including myself, do not use each day for this second chance.
Ali ono što mogu da vidim da većina nas, uključujući samog sebe, ne koristimo taj svaki dan kao našu novu šansu.
Because our desire is not yet strong enough.
Zato što naša želja još uvijek nije dovoljno snažna.
Spiritual life has a lot to do with one's desire.
Jer duhovni život je jako povezan sa željom osobe.
If we would desire really intensely Krishna, we would all go back to Godhead tomorrow.
Jer kad bi mi zaista intenzivno poželjeli svi Krišnu, već bi sutra mogli da se vratimo nazad kući.
Yes, once a devotee was asking Prabhupada in Hamburg, that was the town of my inglorious birth. He asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was there for 1 week or so. How long does it take until we go back home, back to Godhead?
I onda jednom prilikom jedan bhakta u Hamburgu, koje je mjesto i mog rođenja, pitao Šila Prabhupada koliko je zaista potrebno, koliko nam treba vremena da se vratimo nazad kući Bogu.
Do you know what Prabhupada said, Nakshatri?
Da li znaš šta je rekao Šila Prabhupada Nakshatri?
In one second or not after thousands of births.
U jednoj sekundi, a možda ni ne nakon hiljade rođenja.
Then he said, it depends on simply accepting and acting in Krishna consciousness.
To jednostavno zavisi od prihvatanja i djelovanja u svjesnosti.
Yes, accepting and then acting.
Prihvatanje, a onda djelovanje u okviru toga.
We will only accept Krishna conscious knowledge if we really have a burning desire.
Mi možemo da prihvatimo to znanje o Krišni samo ukoliko zaista imamo goruću želju.
Burning desire.
Goruću želju ako imamo.
So when does this desire come?
A kada ta se želja počinje pojavljivati?
I believe it has to do a lot with to purify our existence so that we will develop pure and proper desires.
Zato je uvek potrebno da pročistimo svoje postanje da bi mogli da razvijamo pravilne i čiste želje.
You cannot desire something so pure as to go back home, back to Godhead, when your mind is still with so many other engagements.
Mi ne možemo poželjeti nešto tako čisto i uzvišeno da se vratimo nazad kući Bogu ako je naš um zaokupljen sa toliko drugih stvari.
There was once a god brother of mine who heard that within 1 year he would die.
Bio je jedan moj brat po Bogu koji je saznao da će umreti za godinu dana.
So he thought, well, if I have only 1 year, then I do what is best for my spiritual development, I will become a chanter of the holy name.
I onda je on pomislio, ja ću uraditi ono što je najbolje uz preostalih godinu dana, što je najbolje za moj duhovni život, ja ću postati zaokupljen pevanim svetim imenom.
Yes. And he made himself a little hut in the tree in Mayapur and lived in the tree.
I onda je napravio jednu kolibu na drvetu u Mayapuru i tamo je živao na drvetu.
And he was living from what he would collect for one day
from the grihastas, što bi isprosio od grihasta u toku dana,
And in the beginning he was doing pretty well. He was chanting from morning till evening.
I na početku mu isto dosta dobro, a mantra od ujutru do uveče.
But then he was becoming restless.
A onda je postao uznemiren.
He couldn't maintain this practice.
Nije mogao da održi tu praksu.
And then when the doctor said, Vilupas, you will live for many more years, he went back to America to serving waves.
I onda onda je se desilo to da je doktor rekao, ma glupost, uopšte nećeš, ti ćeš živjeti još puno godina. Onda se on vratio nazad u Ameriku i počeo da se bavi surfingom.
It's not in other words that you can just decide from one day to the next, I will become a good chanter of the holy name.
To nije samo da u jednom trenutku odlučite, ja ću postati dobar mantrač svetog imena.
You have to purify the mind by regular service.
Trebamo pročistiti um postojanom službom.
Many people, I have seen many devotees at the banks of the sacred banks of Radhakund who just make this effort. They leave everything behind and they just want to sit at Radhakund and chant.
Ja sam video mnoge bhakte koji su pokušali da ostave sve iza sebe i samo da dođu na obalu u Radhakunda i da mantraju.
But their material desires all pull them out one after the other.
Ali sve njih je jednog za drugim su odvukle njihove materijalne želje.
We need to purify our minds.
Trebamo da pročistimo svoj um.
And whenever that is done, then you can sit down and chant.
I kada to učinimo, onda možemo sesti i mantrati.
Prabhupada, he used to say that our devotees should it would be preferable if they chant from morning till evening the Hare Krishna mantra, but they are too restless.
Srila Prabhupada običavao da kaže, bilo bi jako, to bi bilo poželjno da naši bhakte mantraju do jutra do uveče, ali oni su previše uznemireni za tako nešto.
Therefore they need to be engaged in practical purificatory activities of devotional service.
Zato je potrebno da budu angažovani u praktičnim pročišćavajućim delatnostima predanog služenja.
See, I'm always saying this is so important here in our Belgrade.
I zato ja kažem često da je to veoma važno ovde kod nas u Beogradu.
There are devotees who have not done devotional service for 2 years. Imagine.
Postoje bhakte koji nisu napravili nikako predano služenje, nikakvu službu već 2 godine.
I was surprised when one of my disciples told this to me.
Ja sam bio iznenađen kad mi je jedan od mojih učenika to rekao.
When you have no service, the modes of material nature, especially in Belgrade, they are very powerful. They will just cover you and press you so that you are only in tamagun and rajagun. It will happen.
I služba je toliko nevažna zato što posebno ovde u Beogradu bit ćemo prekriveni gunama materijalne prirode koje će nas pritisnuti i onda ćemo samo delovati u tamasu i rajasu.
All the smetterful modes of nature also very good and strong.
Takođe, gune materijalne prirode u Smederevu su veoma dobre i snažne.
O Niš, very, very strong also.
Ili u Nišu, tamo su veoma moćne.
Oh, Vojvodina modes also very good to drag you in the material.
Vojvodina gune su također jako dobre da vas povuku nazad u materijalno.
We need služba.
Nama je potrebna služba.
Practical.
Praktična služba.
Where we give time, energy and even our intelligence.
Kada angažujemo svoje vreme, energiju, pa čak i svoju inteligenciju.
Yes, yes. And then we will come to the state where we can chant like this.
I onda možemo doći u stanje kada možemo mantrati na takav način.
Prabhupada, he said in Akshati that when a devotee has done for 50 years devotional service, then he can sit down and chant. There is such a commentary.
Postoji jedan komentar Prabhupada u kome je Šila Prabhupada rekao da nakon 50 godina službe osoba može mirno sesti i nakrati.
This is something for the life, Krishna consciousness.
Yes, it says Krishna nešto za ceo život.
when I hear this, it only takes 1 second to become fully Krishna conscious. I become so enthused.
Kada sam čuo da je potrebno samo jedna sekunda da bi osoba postala svjesna Krišne, postao sam zaista veoma inspirisan.
It is just you wake up to the fact that Krishna is everywhere.
Samo se probudite do činjenice da se Krishna nalazi svuda.
And at that time you think, how could I ever be in forgetfulness?
I onda pomislite, kako je moguće da me prekrije zaboravnost?
It reminds us of the two fishes who one was asking the other fish, where's the ocean? I heard he is the ocean.
To nas podsjeća na onu priču o one dve ribe koja je rekla drugoj ribi, da li znaš da je okean?
Have you seen the ocean?
Have you ikada vidjela okean?
And then, what ocean? What is this water?
And the ribe rekla, okean, voda, šta je to?
Then the story continues that the one fish decides, I must find the ocean. This is my prime duty in life. And he goes and swims and after 20 years he comes back and they ask him, have you seen the ocean?
I onda je jedna od tih riba donela zaključak kao svoju životnu misiju da pronađe okean i onda je išla i plivala je 20 godina i vratila se nazad i onda se druge ribe pitala, i jesi pronašla okean?
By now our fish is an enlightened fish.
Ali sada je naša riba već bila prosvetljena riba.
Yes. And so the enlightened fish says, yes, I have seen the ocean.
I onda je prosvetljena riba rekla, da, ja sam vidjela okean.
But if I would tell you where he is, you wouldn't believe me.
Ali ako vam kažem gde je on, nećete mi verovati.
This is how in the Gita Lord Krishna he says, for one who sees me everywhere, and everything in me, he is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him.
I zato Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, za onoga ko vidi mene u svemu, ja nikada nisam izgubljen za njega, niti je on nikada izgubljen za mene.
Prabhupada was on this level where he saw Krishna everywhere.
Srila Prabhupada je bio na tom nivou da svuda vidi Krishna.
I remember once the taxi driver, a devotee who drove Srila Prabhupada to the Ratha Yatra and after the Ratha Yatra back into his apartment, he told us the story.
I jednom prilikom jedan bhakta koji je vozio Srila Prabhupada na Ratha Yatra i onda posle toga nazad ga je vodio sa Ratha Yatra i ispričao nam je ovu priču.
They were in the car.
Oni su bili u kolima.
Prabhupada turned around to him.
I onda se Šila Prabhupada okrenuo prema njemu.
Have you seen Lord Nityananda?
Da li si vidio gospodina Nityananda?
And Lord Chaitanya.
I gospodina Chaitanya.
They dance so beautifully.
Oni su tako predivno plesali.
The devotee was... What to say?
Šta reći?
No, Prabhupada, I have not seen.
Ne, Prabhupada, nisam
video. He thought he would disturb Prabhupada's ecstatic mood.
Jer on je mislio da će na taj način uznemirati ekstatično raspoloženje Šrila Prabhupada, kako bi rekao tako.
Don't we sometimes have the feeling in our life Krishna is really everywhere?
Da li imate nekad takav osjećaj u svome životu da Krishna je svuda?
No. Yes, sometimes a little we have this feeling.
Da, ponekad imamo bar malo taj osjećaj.
So Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada described it as very simple. It's just when the clouds of material consciousness go, then you will see the Son of Krishna everywhere.
I Šrila Prabhupada rekao, da, svjesnost Krišne je jednostavno, veoma jednostavna, kada oblak materijalne svjesnosti se ukloni, onda možemo vidjeti Krišnu prisutnog svuda.
That's how you can become Krishna conscious in 1 second. It's just like when you are in the sky and all of a sudden the clouds move, yup, and the sun is there, yuhu, yippee.
I to je da u jednoj sekundi možemo postati svjesni Krišne kad se oblaci uklone i mi ugledamo sunce i kažemo jupi, evo tu.
Yes, jupi. Prabhupada used to say Krishna consciousness means cloudless consciousness.
Jer Srila Prabhupada je govorio svjesnost Krishna znači svjesnost bez oblaka.
So simple, bez oblaka.
Tako jednostavno, bez oblaka.
God said it's so simple.
Dobro je da je tako jednostavno.
You don't have to be a big philosopher.
Ne moramo da budemo veliki filozofi.
No need to be a big self-controlled yogi who can master the breathing.
Ne moramo biti veliki samovladani jogi koji moraju da imaju samovladan proces disanja.
Just a simple devotee who has faith.
Jednostavan bhakta koji ima veru.
Dejane.
I read in Bhagavad Gita that mind must be in special situation in the time of death to remember Krishna, a special atmosphere and everything. But also they write that if person gets some problems, you know, if they are in not consciousness situation or in dream, she passed away, and some special situations when she's very very diseased, very very mm-hmm. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Well, how if a devotee is in that situation that she left his body and he is in the some terrible
painful
situation. Jako bolesne ili koje su tako specijalne da ne mogu da prepoznaju čak ni brata, ne mogu nikog da prepoznaju. Šta se dešava sa njima? Kako će oni da se sete Krišne, pogotovo ako je recimo, ako se radi o bhakti, znači ako bhakti napušta telo i ako je u takvom stanju svesti, kako će on da se seti Krišne u trenutku napuštanja tela? Znamo da zavisi od toga.
Yes, the general rule is like Bhaktivedanta has said, that whatever the state of consciousness is at the time of death, that is where you will go.
Generalno pravilo jeste ovo što je Bhaktivedanta rekao, da onako stanje svesti kako imamo u trenutku napuštanja tela, to je odredište da ćemo ići.
Yes, now what to do when there is a very disturbing states of consciousness, like for instance an accident where the devotee is totally shocked when it happens.
Ali šta raditi u trenucima kada se desi na primjer neka nesreća i kada je bhakta u potpunom šoku?
Srila Prabhupada, he said that at this time Krishna will help the devotee by entering into his consciousness out of his own initiative.
Srila Prabhupada je objasnio da će Krishna na svoju inicijativu ući u svjesnost takvog bhakti.
See, Krishna is in other words not like a demoniac you know, when you do driving school and your driving teacher is just there and just hopefully he will not make it.
Krishna nema taj demonski mentalitet kao kad idete u autoškolu i onda polažete ispit, a vaš instruktor vožnje misli samo da ne uspe da položi.
Oh, sometimes you have an instructor who just he takes it very literally. Whatever mistake you make, that's it, boy, you have failed it.
Ili imate takvog instruktora koji samo čeka da napravite bilo kakvu grešku, na kaže, moj dečko, pogrešio si, pao si.
No, Krishna sees the endeavor of a whole life.
Krishna gleda taj trud tokom celog života.
And if due to some karma there is some dramatic death, Krishna will see, he was such a good devotee, and he will take him at the time of death.
Iako Krishna vidi usled karme osoba ima neku dramatičnu situaciju napuštanje tela, Krishna će reći, pa on je tako bio dobar. I onda će onda se pobrine za to.
Yes, he's very merciful, not like a driver instructor, you know, who measures your whole worth during this 1 hour when you are there in your driving examiner. Yes.
Krišna nije poput instruktora vožnje koji procenjuje svu vašu vrednost na osnovu sat vremena dok vi učite vožnju.
Yes.
Polaž.
Yes. Most of the times I can tell you that the devotees have a very glorious departure.
Mogu vam reći u većini slučajeva bhakti su imali slavni odlazak.
Even devotees who are, let me say, where you don't think that they have a, that they are very very advanced.
Čak i bhakti za koje možda niste misli da su veoma veoma napredni.
At the time of death usually some very auspicious circumstances come.
U trenutku smrti obično se veoma neobične okolnosti dešavaju.
This is Krishna who directly intervenes.
Krishna je taj koji se direktno da kažemo upliće u to.
May I ask you a question?
Da li mogu da vam postavim pitanje?
What do you think when you think about your own death?
Šta mislite kada pomislite na svoju sopstvenu smrt?
Would you like to know the time of your death?
Da li bi voljeli da znate trenutak kada ćete umreti?
Would you like to know who's around you?
Da li bi voljeli da znate ko će biti oko vas?
I can see now you are really thinking.
Mogu sada vidjeti da zaista razmišljate.
Give the answer to yourself.
Dajte odgovor sami sebi.
Imagine there would be a possibility to find out the time of the exact time and circumstances of your physical death.
Zamislite da zaista možete znati tačno vreme i okolnosti pod kojima će se odigrati vaša smrt.
My answer to this question is no, I leave it up to Krishna.
Moj odgovor je ne, ja ću to da ostavim prepustiti Krishna.
There may be a time of death for me, there is a time of death, but I give this in the hand of Krishna. Let him decide if this is really the time of my death or not.
Postoji trenutak smrti za mene, ja ću to prepustiti Krishni, neka on odluči zaista da li će to biti taj trenutak.
I'm looking a little bit of the wrist at the wristwatch now.
Gledam sada na svoj časovnik.
I'm not so transcendentally empowered as Rohini Sutta Prabhu who can talk very long.
Ja nisam tako transcendentalno pomenut kao Rohini Sutta Prabhu koji može veoma dugo da priča.
May I ask the I think what we should do is we should take now one more Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Ono što možemo sad uradimo to je da otvorimo još jedno Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And feast with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I tako da da se počastimo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.